Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, men and women of God. This is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We know that God is in charge, and this is miracle working season. Receive your miracle on this day. God has a miracle for you, and you are a miracle. Truly, truly, God is able. Tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We want to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory in this miracle-working season. Yes, it is miracle-working season. I believe in miracles. What about you? If you believe, you receive. In the name of Jesus, God is truly an awesome, awesome God. Let us praise him and glorify him and magnify him for who he is, not because of what he's done. Thank you, Jesus. A blessing, we can have peace in your life. We may be shopping, looking for gifts, blessing other people in special ways, but it's a blessing when you have peace in your life. Think about it. Abundance of peace, prayer for you and the world, heavenly peace. Nothing like heavenly peace. In the midst of all the hustle and the bustle, decorating the tree, decorating the gifts, cooking the turkeys and cakes and pies, we can have peace. Men and women of God, we are praying for peace in our lives, first of all. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Thank God for peace. He came back to give us life. and give us life more abundantly. And in the midst of life, we can live a peaceful life if we focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and not the things of the world, and thanking God for being who you are. When he created you, he only created one. And when he created me, he only created one. And we're all different in our own special way. But God created all of us in his image. Men and women of God, you were created in the image of God. And your body is a temple. Holy temple all the time. We're going to go into our scripture reading after this song. Turn to Psalm 91, 35, and 37. Living Savior. We serve a God that could do anything but fail. And with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Men and women of God, we ought to be praising God, glorifying God, and magnifying God. It's not what it looks like. We know the trick of the enemy. God is good, no matter what you're going through. The lawyer say, no matter what the warden say, or the judge, You trust God. You trust God. God is an all-knowing God, all-powerful God, and he will not fail you. He has not failed you yet. No, he has not. We thank God for his healing mercy, his goodness, and his grace upon our lives. We thank God that we're able to be a blessing to someone and stop being selfish with our prayers and the desires of our hearts. It's all about Jesus. We thank him and we praise him and we glorify him. My dear ones, it's all about Jesus. We can't thank him enough. Somebody says it doesn't take all that. Well, it takes all that and more. We ought to be grateful for what we have and bless God each and every day of our lives. Playing time is over. People are dying and going to hell because we are not doing what we need to do as men and women of God. We are not sharing the gospel. And again, you can share the gospel everywhere you go. You can whisper a prayer. You can let someone know Jesus loves them. Let someone know don't give up. Your help is on the way. Let someone know that God is with them because he said he would send us a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Ghost. In times like these, we need a Savior. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, double portion blessing. And he want to bless you too. I'm not bragging. I'm letting you know how good God is. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible tells you so. That's listening in, and other young people that are listening in, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Glory be to God. That's the greatest love you can ever have. No man or woman can give you the love like Jesus. God sent his only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sins. Now, who wouldn't serve a God like that? I want you to know this morning that Jesus loves you. If no one else tell you that they love you, Jesus loves you. And as the song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there's a reward waiting for the wicked. And I pray that you're not one of the wicked ones. We don't want that reward, my dear ones. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. I want you to hear that this morning. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore, for I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thanks be to God. Psalm 91. Read it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even for a snack. That's your psalm of protection. Read it, my dear ones. Read it, my dear ones. Your psalm of protection. God has given us that for a reason. The word of God is there for you to read it, study it, and receive it. Thanks be to God. Psalm 91, psalm of protection. Read it over your body, your children, your home. Open it up and put it in your car as you travel. 91. Write it down. You need to learn it so you can repeat it. There will come a time we won't have the word of God with us. You won't have your cell phone, your laptop, your computer. The word of God is what we need in this day and time. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute my soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Glory be to God. I am thy salvation, and salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. And I thank God for those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The word of God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe, not might. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving you. Minister to individuals. Let them know that Jesus is waiting for them with open arms to receive him as their personal Savior. And that's the greatest gift that they can give themselves or their family, accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Thank you, God. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. We thank God for Jesus. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good. Don't stop doing good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. And my sisters and brothers in Christ, men and women of God, I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Are you committed to serving God and serving others? Commit thy way unto the Lord, not unto man. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Are you committed this morning? Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, he will, in his time and in his own way. Don't hurry, God. Don't rush, God. God has a plan for your life. Plan may come into fruition when you're 67, 80, 90 years old, maybe 100 years old. You just trust God and lean not to their own understanding. Because God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Timing is everything, as Chief Apostle Joe Fawley says. Timing is everything. In God's time, not your time. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Rest in the Lord. You don't have to be saying something all the time. Rest in the Lord. And while you're resting in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. In his way, not in God's way. You want to prosper in God's way. Because only what you do for Christ will last. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, God is going to take care of him or her. Don't you worry about that. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers, watch out, shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. This is the word of God. It's not my word. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, hallelujah, glory be to God. The meek. And I want you to know this morning that meekness is not a weakness. Sometimes individuals look at God's men or women humbly before the God, the Almighty God, quiet and peaceful. They got a spirit that's quiet and peaceful because they're at peace with themselves and they're at peace with God. But the meek, thank you, God, for the meek, shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that peace that surpasses all understanding. When all hell is breaking loose around you, God will bless you with that peace. When children are acting up, husband is acting up, wife is acting up, neighbor's acting up, the boss on the job is acting crazy, the co-worker's acting out of character, God will bless you with that peace that the world will understand. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, and not you. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for the copycats. Uh-huh. Pray for the haters. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay such as upright of conversation. Their sword shall enter into their what? Their own heart. Their own heart. And their bow shall be broken. A little, thank God for the little bit, a little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus, for my little bit. I don't need a 10-room mansion to make me happy. I don't need a Mercedes-Benz to make me happy. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. tell the lost. And give me Jesus, the Sharon. Give me Jesus. Minister Yvonne, give me Jesus. Minister Duffy, give me Jesus. Shanita Kelly, give me Jesus. Mother Annie Green, give me Jesus. Apostle Margie Mercer, give me Jesus. Dear God. Evangelist Jacknita Taylor, just give me Jesus. You can have this old world. Just give me Jesus. And then I'm satisfied. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Dr. Bernice Moore, right? Give me Jesus. He's more than enough. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. They're not happy. They want more and more and more. They can never get enough. My God, my God, my God. Sister Purnell, they want more and more and more. They're like crabs in a barrel. My God. Give me Jesus. What I want for Christmas? Jesus. And the peace that surpasses all understanding. My God, my God, my God. For the arms of wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. There it goes again. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Forever. Everlasting love. Everlasting life. Give me Jesus. It's his birthday. It's not your birthday. And if you're going to give somebody a gift, don't look for a gift back. I gave them this gift last year and they didn't give me anything back. Well, don't give it. We know the children are celebrating. Thank God that we're teaching our children also that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And we know that the three wise men, they did bring him gifts, frankincense and myrrh. We know they brought him many gifts. That's a blessing. But teach the children about Jesus. We're going to bless the children during the holidays. And we thank God for those that are able to bless the children and bless their loved ones. But keep Jesus in the picture. Dear God. Don't put an X there in front of M-A-S. It's Christmas time. Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We come to serve a risen Savior. We come to bless someone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as men and women in Christ. We thank you right now for blessing us on this day. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you for those that are still in the land of the living. And Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you right now for blessing individuals with your presence who have lost loved ones this past year. Maybe on last night, yesterday, last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. Let the Spirit of God rain down upon them. Because you said that you sent us a comforter, and a comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our family members, Father God. We pray for those that are saved, that you'll strengthen them and guide them and lead them and draw them closer to you. And for the unsaved, Father God, we pray for them and we turn their lives over to you. That, Father God, that you will trouble their minds and their spirits, and they'll do right by the almighty living God. We pray for those, Father God, that stand in need of a living Savior. Bless them with your presence. Bless them, Father God, with the Holy Spirit in their lives. That's what we need in times like these. We'll need another law, Jesus. We pray for our leadership, President Joe Biden. We lift him up, Father God, that you'll touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and his family in its entirety. Trouble their minds and their spirits, Father God, that they will hear from you and let them know that you are in charge. And let them do the right thing, Father God. Let them do what is right and pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God, not man. We pray for Kamala Harris, our vice president, her husband, and her family members in its entirety. Touch them right now in this season. Touch their minds as they collaborate together. We pray for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Strengthen her. Guide her and lead her. Be with her, Father God, and her spouse. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. You know who they are. And Father God, we'll let you have the last word. We thank you, Father God, for members of Congress, House of Representatives, Ways and Means Committee. We pray for our congresspersons, our senators, that you'll touch their minds, their spirits, and their souls. That they'll band together as one. Not as Democrat or Republican or Independent or Green Party, but they'll band together under the party of Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them feel the spirit of the almighty living God. Then we pray for our past presidents, Father God, that they will yield to you. That they will surrender to you. Touch their minds. Wake them up and shake them up and let them know that there's God that's in charge. We thank you right now, Father. We know you as a God that could do anything but fail. We pray for all of our leadership in the world. Kings and queens. Princes. Popes. Cardinals. We pray for them, Father God. Ambassadors that are traveling from state to state. Up leadership in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ. Judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Archbishops and bishops and chief apostles and apostles, ministers of the gospel, evangelists, missionaries that are establishing churches all around the world. Touch our evangelists and apostles that are traveling all around the world, our missionaries that are doing a great work. Bless them, Father God, in their travels. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Step it away. Let your hand of mercy and grace protect them from seen and unseen danger. Let them preach and teach the gospel that they'll win souls for Jesus Christ. We pray for the church, the mosque, the temples. We pray, Father God, that the word will manifest in the lives of those that are in attendance, that they will preach Jesus. They will preach the unadulterated word of God. And it will manifest in the lives of those, Father God, that are in attendance. You said in your word that you'll pour out your spirit upon all flesh in the latter days. And we thank you for that, that you'll use men and women, boys and girls in a mighty way to establish churches all over the world. We pray, Father God, that those that are going forth making a difference in the lives of others. We thank you right now that you'll strengthen them and continue to guide them and bless them. We pray for families that you'll draw them closer together in Jesus Christ and let them know that Jesus is the reason for this season. Bless them individually and collectively. May the hand of God rain down upon them like never before. Bless them in a very special way. God, lead our children down the straight and narrow path, that they'll not go to the left or the right, but they'll see you, the beam of light in our young people's lives, that they'll not want drugs to satisfy their spirits. They will not need crack cocaine, heroin, alcohol. They will not need cannabis that they're legalizing. They don't need that. They need Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God, for delivering someone from illegal drugs. Stop them from putting that needle in their veins. In the name of Jesus. They need a fix from you, the Almighty Living God. Touch their mind, their spirit, and their soul. Let them feel the power of the Almighty Living God. Take away that desire. Take away that desire of illegal drugs going into their systems. We come against the drug pushers, those in high places that are planting the drugs in our communities. Stop them in the name of Jesus. On the planes, the trains, private vehicles, the buses. Stop them in the name of Jesus. Then we pray for our customs, our agents, those that are trying to fight the crime, preventing illegal immigrants from coming across the borders. We pray for Mexico and New Mexico, El Salvador, Venezuela. We pray that the countries will be established so that they could bless their people, that they wouldn't have to run across the borders. Touch the leadership, them with what they stand in need of, Father God. We come against the crimes that are being committed against the people in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless the leadership in the foreign countries with what they stand in need of. Bless the people, Father God. Touch them, Father God, that they will no longer have to run across the borders. They can do it if they call upon you. And we're interceding in the name of Jesus right now for New Mexico, El Salvador, Venezuela. We're interceding for those countries, Africa, South Africa, West Africa. We're interceding for those countries. Bless them with what they stand in need of. Make a way out of no way. We're praying for a miracle. We're praying for Russia, Ukraine, Father God, that the war will cease. We know that you said in your word there will be wars and rumors of wars. And we take you at your word. And we're going to trust you that you send forth your healing power in the name of Jesus. Touch someone's mind. Regulate that mind. We come against those mental disorders in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Depression, stress, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenic disorder. We come against those disorders right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You're a mind regulator and you're a heart fixer. Fix that mind. Regulate that mind. Let them have a transformation of the mind that they'll call upon the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Regulate that mind right now. Move out that confusion. You are God of order. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Touch that heart right now, Father God. Some of our hearts are deceitful, that heart, spiritually and physically. We're praying for the individual that the doctor said had a heart attack, but it wasn't a heart attack. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for fixing that young girl's heart, that young man's heart. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now for healing someone with arthritis that's been in pain all night long, correcting that spine, the knees, Father God. Someone's been having aches and pains after surgery. Touch the knees, the ankles, the arteries, the veins. Let the blood flow freely in their veins. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Some have been suffering with pain in their toes, Father God. Correct that situation right now. Neuropathy, Father God. Diabetes, Father God. Correct it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Work a miracle for that individual that's suffering from COVID, from colds and flus and viruses. Even some that the scientists are giving a new name. Stop them in their track. We come against those sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus. We know that you could do it. We know that you said in your word, by his stripes we are healed, and we claim that healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for stopping an individual from committing suicide. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. God has a plan for your life. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. Put down that knife and stop cutting your wrist. Put down that rope before you begin to try to take your life. Jesus loves you. You hold on to God's unchanging hand and trust him and believe him. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We thank you, Father, right now. We thank you for healing, your grace and your mercy, your deliverance while we are still in the land of the living. We thank you for sending your precious son, Jesus, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sins. We thank you for the Virgin Mary. She trusts you. He trusts you. We thank you, Father God, for those that made a way out of no way. We thank you right now. There was no room at the inn, but you provided them with a place to stay. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with your precious son, Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we invite you, the presence of the Almighty Living God, into our homes. We thank you right now. We can't thank you enough. We pray for those that's behind the prison walls, that the prisons will become a place of worshiping the Almighty Living God, that they'll call upon Jesus. There's many innocent young men and women behind bars today. Touch them. Strengthen them. And guide them. Open doors for them. And let them be a blessing to someone. Open the doors, Father God, and bless them as they're released from prison. Make a way out of no way. Provide them with food and shelter and clothes, Father God. Let them be a blessing to the family. Let them give their testimonies about the time that they spent behind prison walls. And those that are guilty, Father God, wake them up and shake them up and let them cry out to the Almighty Living God. Change their lives for the better. Thank you, God. Those that are running rampant in the streets, stop them in their tracks from taking the lives of innocent victims. Stop them in their tracks. Have them to put down the weapons in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stop the teenagers that are carrying the weapons, that don't value life. Stop them in their tracks. You can do it, Father God. We know you can. The mayor can't do it. The governor can't do it. The judges can't do it. You can. And the body of Christ can pray without ceasing. We believe it. We decree and declare a spirit of peace in our lives, in our homes, in our families. Parents, know where your children are at all times. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen moms and dads, aunts and uncles, that you strengthen grandparents and great-great-grandparents, that they'll do what thus says the Lord. We cry out to you, Almighty Living God. We cry out to you. We depend upon you, and we trust you in this miracle-working season. We thank you right now, and we decree and declare a spirit of peace and love and happiness. Touch those confused minds. Touch them right now. Let them know that they do have a way out, and that way is Jesus Christ. That way is Jesus Christ. Let them yield to you and cry out on bended knees. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We invite you into our lives, into our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhood, in our city, our states, in our counties, in the nation. We invite you, and we evict Satan. We evict Satan out of our lives. We evict Satan out of our homes. We evict Satan out of our city. We evict Satan out of our county. We evict Satan out of country in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We're serving an eviction notice upon those spirits that's not of God. We're serving an eviction notice on jealousy, evil, malice. We're serving eviction notices on those spirits that's not of God right now. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We receive the love of Jesus Christ. We receive the peace of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Blessing us with peace right now in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. I want you to know this morning how to affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ. Something often transpires in the way of a miracle when you affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ, or that the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in some situation or condition in your life. Sometimes we have more to do than it seems like you can do. Often it gets done in half the time as you can affirm the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my life. We know we're going through a busy season. We're coming to the end of 2022, and there's some things that you want to do, some things that you want to accomplish. I want you to affirm the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my life, in Jesus' name. I want you to say that with me. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my life, in Jesus' name. Ideas flow, peer, volunteering their services with the work that you have to do. And God will send you the right volunteers. Thank you, Jesus. Not someone that want to overburden you. Not someone that want to take over. Not someone with that Jezebel spirit. Thank you, God. God will give you ideas. He will give you helpers that will appear, volunteer their services to help you in your ministry, on your job, in your neighborhood. Yes, he will. Events occur unexpectedly. The job gets done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Many of us are out trying to help other individuals with shopping, gathering up the items for decorating their homes. And you wanted to get done before Christmas. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank you, God. Often you will pray and things will begin to unfold, which point the way to answered prayer, but never quite materialize, and you wonder why. This is the time to affirm finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation. for the good of all concerned. This is the time of divine completion. I want you to say that with me this morning. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Yes, it is. It's December. This is a time for divine completion. Then, my sisters and brothers, prayers are almost answered that never quite got answered, simply because no one spoke the word of completion. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Don't miss your good by praying a situation almost all the way through and then become discouraged when it doesn't quite materialize. It is simply waiting for you to seal the results by affirming the finished works of Jesus Christ. This is the miracle prayer that can quickly wrap up situations that have lingered on the brink of results. Often the decree of completion is all that has stood between you and answered prayer. You God. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest on my job, in my home, in my finances, on me getting those papers together for my attorney. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my Christmas shopping, in my grocery shopping. Finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concern. This is a time of divine completion. We're in the month of December 2023. This is the miracle prayer that quickly wrap up situations that have lingered on the brink of results. Often the decree of completion is all that has stood between you and answered prayer. I'm going to say it again. Finish results of Jesus Christ now manifest. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. I want you to know ideas will flow. Helpers will come and help you. Events will occur unexpectedly. And the job gets done. I'm going to say it again. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my healing. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my healing. For the good of all concerned, this is a time of divine completion. In Jesus' name. Say it after me. The finished results, Christ, now manifest in this situation, and whatever situation is, you put that right there, for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank God for Jesus. You'd like to have a copy of these prayers, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, this is the power hour of prayer. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this broadcast for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me, your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, City of Baltimore. Write to me. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. We place them on that altar. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. Write to me. We want to hear from you. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. This is a time of completion. God bless you real good.